This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Federal cuts are hitting all sides of the farm-to-table supply chain. That has advocates for small farms and for people facing food insecurity pushing for more state funding. On the farm side, proponents are trying to save the Local Food Purchase Assistance, LFPA, program, which got cut last year.
We're asking for a bridge. We're asking for the state to keep the program going, utilizing state resources.
That's Jamie Fanus at the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. She says in Monterey and Santa Cruz counties, more than 110 farmers have relied on the program to sell to food banks.
There is a chance that we will lose those farms if LFPA doesn't get continued funding.
A draft version of the federal farm bill includes an LFPA revival, but it's unclear if or when that will become law. What is clear is that the need for food is growing. Federal food assistance cuts made last year are starting to take effect now.
We're going to see, 10 to 20% of the entire state's SNAP caseload drop off the program. And where people will turn first is to food banks.
Jared Call with the California Association of Food Banks wants the state to increase funding for the Cal Food Program, which helps food banks buy California-grown products.
It's really a great partnership with our farmers.
Though focused on different programs, Call and Fanus both want the state budget, which will be revised in May, to protect the local food supply. That's as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees food and farm programs, faces a 19% cut in President Trump's proposed budget. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.